to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
This message titled The History in Short of the Life and Death of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, or called Golgotha. He is not a made-up story. To a Roman history, it was recorded that even the great Jewish historian Josephus writes about Jesus Christ. To Josephus, Jesus was a wise man. If you read the complete works of Josephus, in that he described Jesus as a wise man, a good man. He did good things for people. He also describes that the Romans found him as a ringleader, a rebel of the Judaic religion, and they handed over to him to be crucified. So this was a record in the Roman history that Jesus, named Christ, has been crucified. There are several eyewitness news at the time of crucifixion. The governor of Judea, Herod the Great, first made a plot to kill Jesus when he was an infant, around 2 years and under. The children were murdered by Herod's soldiers. The Roman spears and swords killed millions of children under age 2 and below. The murderous act was because of a horrific fear took over Herod's life that a king has been born, and it has been proven according to the scriptures that he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. The prophet Micah prophesied Christ will be born in that particular city, but no one never knew the time, as God kept that time of the birth of Jesus Christ, his son, as the virgin's son, not as the man's son, as the seed of a woman, as it was pre-prophetical in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. In the fullness of time, God sent his son through a woman, as it's written in book of Galatians chapter 4 verse 14. So Herod made a proclamation to kill every male child of 2 years and under in the province of Judea, which was under his ruling. So thousands, maybe millions of children born did not do any sins, were killed cruelly by the Roman soldiers. But the angel from God informed Joseph, the adopted father of Jesus, who took baby Jesus and his mother to Egypt and lived there. Joseph returned to Israel. When they chose to return to Israel, their own country, they chose to go and live in Nazareth of Galilee. There were two prophecies fulfilled in the life of Jesus at this time. Actually three. When the children were martyred by Herod, that was a prophecy that Rachel is crying and weeping for her children. in the book of Jeremiah. Also, his prophecy also says, I called out my son from Egypt. As he returns, that prophecy fulfills. Then he also prophesied that he will be called a Nazarene, because he lived in Nazareth, Nazarene of Galilee. The Jewish prophet Jeremiah prophesied of the event of the murder of the little children. The prophet Isaiah spoke of his return from Egypt. I called out my son from Egypt. He will be called Nazarene, since he settled with his family in Nazareth. Nazareth was a fishing village, a province in Galilee. Galilee was known for its fishing villages around the Sea of Galilee. The fishermen lived off there and catching and selling fish at the surrounding villages. Jesus grew up in Nazareth as a carpenter, helping his parents, his younger brothers and sisters. We named some of them James, Jose, etc. in the gospel. One day they came to visit him. People in Nazareth village and Galilee province known Jesus as a carpenter's son and a carpenter. Historians believe that Jesus lived with his parents until age 30, an age the Jewish law accepts a person mature for public service, especially in teaching the Torah and minister, in reading the Torah, prophets in their synagogues. Also, at this point of life, his younger brothers could have grown up to live by themselves and support their mom. Joseph may have been an older man, may have passed at this time. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist at his request, filled with Holy Spirit. Jesus' baptism we can read in Matthew chapter 3. As Jesus walked down to Jordan River where John the Baptist was baptizing. And at his request, John agreed to baptize him. Now, he was in fellowship with Father God in praying and communicating. Then the devil called Satan tempted him. After 40 days, Satan came after him after his fasting and praying. He is in need of food. Satan sees the right need Jesus has. And he tempted him on his food, for food, and then about worship, and then about power and authority. Satan offered everything. He said, just command if you are the Son of God. If you are the Son of God. So, yeah, I am the Son of God, but I am not going to obey you, Satan. Man shall live not by food alone, but by every word coming out of the mouth of God. So then he tempted him told him, if you worship me, I will give you all the power and authority. Everything belongs to me. But Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt your Lord, your God. Amen. So devil saw Jesus physically weak, tired and hungry, and he need food. But Jesus defeated him by his word. Satan was testing his human nature in him, but the word, Jesus himself, through he was in human form. He was born by the word, through the Spirit. Satan did not get it. Satan did not get even his birth, not from human seed, but from God, by his Spirit. A divine mystery which God only shared with his divine Trinity. At the same time, everyone looked at him as human. Son of Joseph, the carpenter. His close relatives, families, did not come to understand his divinity, except his parent, Mary, kept everything about his birth, his circumcision time, prophesying by two prophets, within written by Luke in his gospel. Joseph too must have, he is also believed and obeyed God. Joseph was a good, kind, generous man who accepted the Son of God as his own son. Mary's close relatives must have said two things of her pregnancy. Her pregnancy was by someone whom they did not know. Secondly, it could be by Joseph, her betrothed to man. But in that society, it is impossible by Joseph, because after betrothal, the bridegroom will return to receive his bride at the promised time of or season. Now, how did Mary get pregnant? It was a mystery. She must have explained the angel Gabriel visit and all the prophecy, as it says in the Torah. But again, without a man's relationship, how? Even the virgins supposedly waited for Messiah's birth. Who had believed that? The virgin shall be with a child, prophecy by Isaiah. So they counted Mary as a sinner who had a secret relationship with a man. Again, in a close family system, it is not possible. Any secret is difficult to keep. But neighbors and everyone in Judea must have thought of her as a sinner and kept distance with Mary. She put up with rejection, abuse, etc. Now, the man Jesus, 30 years old, started preaching the gospel. The time is at hand, therefore repent. Jesus started out the same message John the Baptist preached. Then he was walking on the shore of Sea of Galilee. He saw Peter, Andrew, and called them, "Follow me, I will make you fishers of men." In Matthew, in John's gospel, John introduced Jesus to his disciples. "Here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." The disciples of Jesus heard it. The next day Jesus was passing by, and John points his disciple again. John's gospel tells that Andrew and another disciple followed him. They asked him, "Master, where do you stay?" Jesus said, "Come and see." They followed Jesus and went and stayed with him that night. Now we are talking about the eyewitness of the ones met with Jesus. Also, Apostle John is believed to be the other disciple of John the Baptist, followed with Andrew. They must have talked that night, and the next day Jesus was leaving Nazareth and finds Philip coming. Jesus asked Philip, "Follow me." Philip finds out Jesus is the Messiah they were waiting for and goes and tells Nathanael. Jesus saw Nathanael coming, said unto him, "Here comes a real Israelite in whom there is no guile." Nathanael said, "Master, how do you know me?" Jesus says, "While you were sitting under the fig tree, Nathanael, it was true. Some says his life was spared at the time of the massacre of the young children by Herod, because he was hidden under the thick fig trees while his mom was working under the fig tree farm at the time of Herod's massacre. All children under age 2 and age 2 were killed." It was also said that Nathanael's parents, mainly his mom, talked him about the coming of Messiah. When at a age, he paid attention to Torah and prophets, and sitting under the fig tree, he studied the book of law and Torah and prophets. So it was not a surprise to Jesus that Nathanael was a true Israelite, lived according to the law of God, and waited for the Messiah, so Jesus called him too. Later we see Jesus called Matthew the tax collector, the gospel writer. Matthew, Mark, and Luke does not speak on the back of these backgrounds of all other disciples of Jesus. Jesus had 12 disciples, as the gospel says. Mark, the author of the gospel of Mark, was not one of them, but we read of Mary, the mother of John Mark, in whose house the 120 disciples of Jesus prayed. The upper room in Jerusalem is believed to be the house of John Mark and his mother Mary. Mary, the mother of Mark, was a disciple of Jesus out of the 120. We know John was co-missionary, traveled with Paul and Silas. John Mark is the first and great eyewitness who believed to be written the Gospel of Mark before the others. Yes, it is historical, the life of Jesus Christ. Matthew, a Jewish tax collector, worked for Roman government, but he received the divine calling of Jesus. So Matthew, by his gospel, describing Jesus the Messiah, the promised Son of God, his life and work, death and resurrection. Matthew brings all prophecies by prophets and reveals them to the Jewish birth of Jesus, life and work, and death and resurrection, telling the Jewish people and the world, yes, Jesus of Nazareth is Christ of God, our Savior, or our Messiah. Luke, a Greek-educated medical doctor or physician, interested in history and research. Dr. Luke addressed his thesis to Theophilus, the respected ruler, about the birth, life, work, and death and resurrection of Jesus in his gospel. Then he writes the Acts of the Apostles as continuation of Jesus' ministry conducted by his disciples and apostles, with ultimate power of Holy Spirit sent by God as a replacement of Jesus in the earth. Now the death of the Jesus, the Roman government and Jewish Sanhedrin couldn't resist accepting, because it is the Jewish Sanhedrin approved the death of Jesus by crucifixion. Then they demanded Romans to perform death penalty on Jesus. Since the Romans hold the power, Jews and Sanhedrin did not have the right to crucify or murder someone. If they did, they would crucify Jesus by themselves. But they took the responsibility of crucifying Jesus. They screamed to Pilate, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Let his blood comes on us and on our children." But Jesus prayed on the cross, "Father, not let the punishment fall on them, because they do not know what they are doing." Other witnesses, the centurion and his soldiers who crucified Jesus, they only saw the pain and anguish, suffering of Christ as a man, and the blood from his head, face, and the blood of flowing like river by slashing of his back, from his nail-pierced feet and palms also the blood, a flow of river from his lungs by the piercing of the by the soldier. There was a flood of blood and the water from the lungs. The soldier, the centurion, and thieves on both sides witnessed it. Also the people of Jerusalem, the citizens, slaves, proselytes and the aliens. Finally, the disciples of Jesus, say John and the five women, including his mother. Then this happened, Jesus cried out, left his spirit to Father, or handed over, and his body died. Then this happened, an earthquake. Rock split, earth shook, even tombs opened. There was a darkness for 3 hours in the whole earth. The centurion cried out, watching all this, surely he was the Son of God. The next day was the Passover, the secret disciple of Jesus, the Joseph of Arimathea, goes to Pilate, ask for the body of Jesus to bury. Joseph, being a powerful, rich, and a member of Sanhedrin, took the course, courage, to bury Jesus in his own sepulcher, his own tomb, his own body's final resting place he had planned, but he laid Jesus over there. So Joseph and Mary, be the painful and fearful disciple of Jesus. The others, five of the Marys, buried Jesus with a minor embalming. The Jews went to Pilate and said, this cheater said, he will rise from the dead on the third day. Wow. So please secure the tomb. So did Pilate. He must have been afraid of two. If Jesus resurrect, as he said, Romans will find out it, then his position will be in trouble. By the way, Pilate lost his place anyway. Romans called him back to Rome, and the rest is history. So he ordered to secure the tomb with a big rock, sealed it, also placed Roman soldiers to watch the tomb. Though they did not believe, they were frightened of what will happen. But around 3 to 4 a.m. in the morning of third day, there was a powerful light, brighter than a close sunshine, around the tomb. Way up from the sky, two heavily armored, golden color, looked like angelic to the soldiers, went down from heaven to the entrance of the tomb. They came down, and the frightened soldiers falls down like dead bodies. The angels rolled over the stone. The gospel says that Jesus resurrected with his body early in the morning. Jesus did not need anyone to move the stone off the tomb. But the angels came down as a sign. The soldiers fell down at the light appearance of the angelic beings or whoever came down. The soldiers frightened and became like dead. God wanted to show a little glimpse of his power to the Roman military and Pilate. This was the description the soldiers gave to the Pilate after everything was over. The tomb came and became empty, except the sheet cloth covered Jesus when they buried him. Approximately 3 a.m. in the morning, there was this powerful light came from heaven. In the area of the tomb, the soldiers were first thought the sun is rising. It is daybreak. Then the light was too intense and brighter than the sun. The two men like angels came down, rolled over the stone at the entrance of the tomb. His soldiers fell down and became like dead. Until the whole thing was over, they did not get up. This was a description written by Herod himself in his scrolls. This was found by a scholarly man who goes and investigates on ancient stuffs. This man speaking on Christian radio in the year 2022 said that he found the scroll written by Herod about the resurrection of Jesus Christ explained by the soldiers. Then we know Jesus appeared to Mary and two disciples who were walking to the their place. Then he appeared to 10 apostles except Thomas, and afterwards also the 11 of them. Gospel says Jesus appeared to disciples for 40 days and finally at the Sea of Tiberias. As they went fishing, he said, standing on the shore early morning and asking, "Children, bring some fish which you just caught." They said, "We didn't catch anything." "All night," he said, "throw your net to the right side of the ship." And they threw, and they had heavy 154 fish in it. They were hard time to throw them, grab them. They also received the help from the others. Finally, Jesus talked to Peter. That was the last time. And then they were traveling, walking, talking to the Mount Olive, whereas they were continued talking, Jesus was ascending to heaven. History was written by the eyewitness, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. These were the eyewitness news written about the life, the birth, life, and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The history. Thank you for listening. God bless you richly. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives you all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chacko, v like Victor, at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Here I am ready to receive everything you want and need. There is more. Here I am. There is nothing in the way. Oh, that you would find my faith an open door. Oh, that you would find my faith an open door. Let your presence cover me. Let your presence cover me. And in your presence I receive far beyond what I could fathom. You exceed my expectations. Meet me here, Holy Spirit, in this place. Let your glory lead the way. I am yours. Meet me here. Not for all that you can do, God, the miracle.